Our topic today is training programs for your employees. Almost every day, small businesses find that they must train their employees on how or what to do about something. New computers, new fax machines, new government regulations, a change in accounting systems, a new manufacturing process, the needs are endless. How does the small business owner cope with making sure his employees can get the most out of new technology, comply with new government regulations, or implement a new process? Training is an expensive cost of doing business, but training is also an investment in doing business. You have to find ways to ensure that you maximize your return on investment. That's your ROI. Just as you plan for all aspects of the business operation, you must plan for training. Well-developed training programs can save businesses money, and in some cases, training can actually make your business money. No matter what type of training you provide your employees, you will need to plan how to develop and conduct the training. Then, after training is complete, an assessment plan is essential to determine the value of the training that you just paid for. Many small businesses hire training consultants or buy commercially packaged training programs. Both can offer the small business owner a good value, but some small business owners find they can't afford them. There are alternatives, such as many vendors offer free training on their products when you purchase or lease their equipment. This includes items such as new copy machines, fax machines, postage systems, telephone systems, and other similar products. Take advantage of the offered training programs and remember, you paid for this training when you bought or leased the equipment. Make sure your employees know how to maximize the capabilities of the equipment you have spent your hard-earned money on. There are also free or low-cost government programs because many government agencies offer free training programs that greatly benefit your small business. The Internal Revenue Service, the Georgia Department of Revenue, the Georgia Department of Labor, and other government agencies offer free classes on how to implement their regulations. You can find out when and where these classes are offered by contacting those agencies and asking. Don't forget they have websites. Many have a listing on the web of course subjects, dates, times, and location. Some of these agencies may have to charge nominal fees for the materials used in training, but usually the training is free. Recently, some government websites began offering training programs online and use the method of frequently asked questions about almost everything you need to know to keep your business in compliance. There are government agencies that exist to provide consulting to small businesses and specialty businesses. Often this consulting includes training programs that can benefit your business and your employees. Agencies such as the University of Georgia Small Business Development Center, Cooperative Extension Service, the Small Business Administration, and others are training resources paid for by your federal and state dollars. Most state universities and technical colleges offer low-cost and occasionally free training programs for businesses. The course types vary widely and are often tailored to be industry-specific. Experts are brought in with experience in the field of training presented, and often these are the very same experts you might pay much more to act as a one-on-one consultant for your business. Again, the websites of continuing education departments at these institutions are the keys to the subject matter, date, time, location, and cost. Continuing education departments are eager to work with businesses in developing training focused on the needs of either a single business or those of an industry or profession. Get to know your local continuing education directors and find out what they can provide for your business. Your Chamber of Commerce focuses on strengthening the business community and may also hold business training programs such as business and telephone etiquette, customer service training, and others. In hard times, training must continue to take place. If it doesn't, there's the possibility of lower sales and profit. Just because times are hard doesn't mean you can stop training your employees to save money. You must find ways to continue training your employees to get the most and best from them. A careful look at no-cost or low-cost training can yield you, the business owner, increased sales and profit. Seek out these types of training programs and then calculate your return on your investment. You just might continue to use them consistently for continued business growth.